of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
However, whenever you are receiving... Oh, you okay? You are receiving us. We appreciate the flying fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, you know, taking our usual swipes at the right and swearing and cussing and laughing a little bit and having fun. And thanks for joining us, everybody, on this lovely Thursday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And just fuck you, Republicans. I just want to get that out of the way.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Oh, my God. Gay God would smite these motherfuckers into another dimension, wouldn't he? Be lighting shit up, baby.
Yeah. Don't forget, you can communicate with us during the show if you like via Twitter. Go our Twitter feed at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool, fun kids hang out. And post funny shit and memes and comment on our stories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
There's a conversation on crabdiving.com/facefuckme, facebook.com/crabdiving. Fuck, I fucked it up.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out, it's that time of year. You got a couple days left. Hurry up.
Yeah, buy us something. Shit. Fucking buy the crab something.
Well, buy shit at Amazon and we get something.
Go what do you want for Christmas?
I'm not saying what I want for Christmas on over the air.
You want Litecoin?
No. Thank you. No okay. Crypto.
Yes.
Don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at the Screaming Liberal Medias. What in dick name is going on with my computer here?
What in dick name? Oh, I love that expression. It's, you know what's going on? It's a gateway.
Well, dude, it's an ancient gateway. I don't diss on gateway, but
I do.
It's an ancient gateway. You don't have any computers you like.
I don't like any,
any technology.
It's fucking shit.
You want to go back to abacuses?
No, you know what? I was reading something about Apple, by the way, those dickheads with their iPhones. How about making it so the battery's interchangeable, fuck nuts?
Well, they made them, but they slowed down batteries. They slowed down the shit on the older versions of the iPhone. They have worse batteries, so your phone doesn't shut down when you're trying to run their new shit.
Are you guys at Apple making enough money? Aren't your little slave children making these smartphone devices and these tablets at a quick enough pace that you can live comfortably?
But that's
not
necessarily a bad thing. If you update to the new iOS, you can't expect your old weaker processing iPhone to work.
Why am I seeing all these stories about how
it kind of makes sense?
They need to They're doing something fucked up with the battery to make it so you have to buy a new phone, though. It's not the way it should be.
They're throttling it down, but they say they're doing it because otherwise your phone will run out of juice in 8.5 minutes because of all the power that's drawn by the new app. So,
well, then can I get?
I don't know that it's necessarily that.
Can I get a new battery? Steve Jobs
No.
Which one's alive?
That's not how it works whatsoever. Wozniak, he's not involved anymore.
Hey, but why can't I get a new battery then?
I don't think he's involved anymore.
Right. I'm just looking at it. Was it really necessary for Apple to slow down the old iPhones? God.
And what was the answer?
Well, Apple's saying, yeah. But they said the battery will wreck itself.
Well, right.
So why can't I get a new battery to go in this phone?
Well, because that's not how it works.
Why, though?
Planned obsolescence. That's capitalism. That's the American way.
Well, that's what I'm outraged about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I understand, is that not reasonable?
Yes.
I mean, planned obsolescence. My God, fuck you guys. You use slaves to make your phones. You're lucky.
Some four-year-old in Bangladesh.
Yeah, explain.
Putting together a couple of parts.
Explain planned obsolescence to your child labor, you dickheads at Apple.
The commie pink. Let's see what the headlines are. This, like I said, loverly.
Hello.
Thursday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios.
Deep within the crab diving bunker.
So deep. Tech night.
Pensacola, Florida.
Dateline. No, December 21st, 2017.
The year of our Lord. I can't do it.
These are your headlines.
Monroe. Oh, Monroe.
Are you going to eat? You'll get nothing and like it. Whatever it says in Caddyshack.
What was the name of that sitcom with Monroe and...
Too Close for Comfort.
Too Close for Comfort.
That was one of the funniest fucking shows ever.
Jim
J. Bullock, a couple of hot chicks, and Ted Knight. And who is Ted Knight's wife? She was a big Broadway star.
Oh,
damn it.
I can see her face. I cannot recall her name, though.
Tweet us, Crab Divers. I know we've got some listeners old enough to know what the fuck I'm referring to.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
It's not Chris. Her name is not Chris Hansen.
Nobody that'd be on the Chris Hansen show.
Did you bring condoms?
No, it's Florida.
The,
get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Ooh. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post. Oh, God, this is, you know, I swear they must have a task force. That is only to think, how can we embarrass the United States on the international stage every
day? Well,
ideas, please.
Right.
Because
you're talking about this UN shit.
Well, yeah. The headline says UN ignores Trump threat and condemns Jerusalem move. Listening to Nikki Haley, you would swear it was. You'd swear it was like one of the North Koreans up there talking, or one of the loony banana republics up there spewing bullshit.
What is the point? What would be the point then of getting together for the UN if no one could disagree with the United States? Do you know what I mean? Like,
right, and it's mainly like, fuck you. We're the biggest. We're the baddest. You're not kissing our asses. Then fuck you. We're not gonna give you guys any more aid. I mean, that's kind of what they said. She said something like, we'll remember this next time some country comes to us and needs something. We'll remember this.
I mean,
what a bunch of fucking dickholes this country has become.
We're the richest planet. We're the richest planet, I think. I mean, I don't know. I've never been to Mercury.
I would love to have my own planet. Planet Trump.
Right. Dude, you know what?
Fantastic. Tremendous.
I can
casino.
I couldn't fall asleep last.
No age of consent.
Oh, yes. He probably has an island like that. Are you kidding? It's called Alabama. I couldn't sleep last night. And I watched a movie called The Battle for Los Angeles or The Battle of Los Angeles. Yeah. And these...
That was our former neighbor in Venice.
Oh, yeah?
The lead dude, that blonde-haired dude. What's his name?
Oh,
remember? I used to see him at the coffee shop when crab diving was in Venice, California.
Hey, whoever wrote that...
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, it's a shame you didn't give that dude... Aaron Eckhart?
Aaron Eckhart. He liked Kate. Remember?
He used to always
pet Kate and talk to Kate.
He did a pretty good job of saving the planet in that movie, but damn, whoever wrote that film should have gave him better shit to say. But I mean, you know, fuck. But isn't that the point of the UN? It's like to bring the planet together against common enemies and, you know, for the betterment for shit like that.
Right.
You know, we're the richest country. It's like Donald Trump thinks we should be making money off what we do at the UN.
Well, yeah, it's the mob. It's the Sopranos.
We don't need anything. We're rich.
Who else did we see at that coffee? Oh, Edward James Olmos,
right?
I thought at the time was his great granddaughter.
That might have been
until he put his hand on her ass.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Go, Edward James Olmos.
He's from Alabama.
He's from the the Roy Moore school.
Right.
More than 100 countries defied President Donald Trump on Thursday and voted in favor of a United Nations General Assembly resolution calling for the United States to drop its recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Yay!
Trump had threatened to cut off financial aid to countries that voted in favor.
Why is he such a dickhead? Did he ever think before he thought the United States should say Jerusalem is Israel's capital? Why didn't Obama do it?
Well, because they had kind of agreed that it would be the last step in the peace process.
Why didn't Jimmy Carter do it?
Again, for the same reasons that GHWB didn't do it, that Bill Clinton didn't do it, that GW didn't do it, Obama didn't do it.
Didn't Trump
because they
like
know
that?
It would be taking a big open-cheeked shit upon the peace process.
Yeah. Did you not ask Jared's advice before you did this, dickhead?
The 128 countries backed the resolution. 9 voted against.
9.
Bootlickers.
You.
I want to see who those 9 countries are that agreed. And besides Israel. So that's 8.
They voted for it.
Of course. And 35 abstained, which is a weenie way of you didn't vote for or against. You kind of were wishy-washy about it. But
they're afraid of man, baby.
The Canadians switched from they were going to be a no vote. And after the attempted dick swinging that Nikki Haley was doing, they got pissed off. And they're like, fuck you. Who do you think you are? We're abstaining. We're not going to vote for it. We're not going to vote against. But we're going to abstain. Basically, as a fuck you to the states. You don't talk like that. You don't disrespect the rest of the fucking goddamn world just because you're being rebuked for something stupid you did.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have done the thing in the first place.
And that's Trumpian. That is Trumpian.
That's fuck you.
He does something wrong. He's called out on it. He comes out swinging and triples down on what he did wrong.
Don't you think like the Middle East is so complicated that my mantra would be if I was Trump would just be do no harm. Do no harm. Like the same thing with North Korea with the idea of containment,
it's
man.
Not in his wheelhouse.
Yeah. You know, winning is just not having a mushroom cloud.
They hit me, I hit them back.
Good.
5 times harder.
But it's the whole country. You're hitting for all of us, you dickhead. It's like we're all in the middle of a bar fight that nobody wants to be in except this lunatic guy who's probably got dementia.
Trump said that they take hundreds of millions of dollars to talk about the UN. You know, they hate the UN. They hate the UN.
Yeah.
Because they don't like anybody telling us what to do. We're the biggest. We got the biggest honking hog out there. How dare you tell us what to do?
Well, you know, is it really anyone telling you what to do? Or is it just like people coming together and talking about shit and negotiating? I thought Trump was the great fucking negotiator. What happened to that?
He said they take hundreds of millions, even billions of dollars. Then they vote against us.
So what?
Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care.
What is the point of all this money we have?
We don't care.
It's so dumb. What's the point of this money we have? And if we're going to live in a hellscape.
On really an issue that it doesn't matter. Nikki Haley said in her ridiculous speech that it doesn't matter what they vote today. You can't stop us from declaring that we're going to move the embassy.
Yeah.
Okay. So why is Donald Trump threatening to remove aid from countries for daring to vote against us on something that's basically non-binding? That's what a fucking dick he is.
I have no fucking idea. It just doesn't
God,
make
no
it.
Wonder the world hates us.
Oh, absolutely.
We deserve to be hated. We deserve it.
It's I just don't understand, like, the idea of diplomacy and our foreign policy.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's our foreign policy. Fuck you. Our nukes are bigger. Listen to us.
Right. America first. It's nationalism.
America only. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's what a lot of these idiot rednecks say that would that probably voted for Hitler. They're like, I don't like how Obama. They had this idea that Obama was this big pussy internationally and just rolled over.
Right, because he didn't go around insulting people.
Yeah, but.
And starting conflict.
But also, would you describe, I mean, I wouldn't characterize Obama's foreign policy as like pussy, right?
Right, I mean, it wasn't war hawkish. It wasn't, which is fine, which is what we wanted. We want one of the reasons we voted for him was because he said, hey, I've got a great idea. How are you going to get Iran and how are you going to get North Korea to get in line if you don't talk to them? Remember that moronic shit?
Yeah.
George Bush? All right, we ain't going to talk to you.
And not
we'll
only,
fix you. We ain't going to talk to you.
And not only did he not talk to him, he called him names. He called me Axis of fucking evil. What good did that do?
God,
this guy's even. This guy is like George Bush, but you know, like weird and spiteful and
dumb.
A worse speaker too. What a horrible party! I mean, really.
Yeah, Canada abstained from voting after having previously planned to vote for it. Canada considered voting against the resolution on Trump's Jerusalem announcement, but changed to abstention after hearing Trump's threats.
Yes.
So they don't want to be perceived as a U.S. puppet.
Right. I'm not a puppet. What did he say in that fucking...
No, you're the puppet.
Oh,
God. Oh. I'm rubber, you're glue.
Right. Great. I have nuclear weapons.
The
hey, John Kelly and Mattis, I hope you make good on your promise to fucking tackle him if he tries to launch shit. Dicks.
I still say they gave him a Nerf football and convinced him.
It's a fake one?
That's the real thing. Oh, yeah.
It's a fake nuclear football.
They tell me I touch this seam here and this seam here and this fake lace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it's pink and blue.
Right. He loves it.
I love my football.
Well, when was it Mar-a-Lago? Didn't they have the nuclear football just hanging out in a restaurant next to a buffet?
One of the guys was showed it to a big donor or something.
Oh my God.
Hey, check it out.
That's how they see the presidency. Look at this. I mean, I'm in Air Force One. I gotta, you know, look at all the shiny shit.
Mnuchin at the Treasury.
Oh, the with the
just sheet about
of...
Jizzing. Rubbing his taint with the freshly minted bills with his name on it.
I feel like you could get sick from that or some sort of reaction to all that ink. I don't know.
So there you go. Another thing that just does not have to be done, didn't have to be decided yet because Trump is just a shitbird. We had to do it.
What do they say about Trump's riches? If he would just got his father's money and not done anything, he would have more right now. If he had just golfed the whole time instead of coming to
he
work,
he would have more money.
Our country would be better.
If you put it in a simple index fund, not even rich people shenaniganry make your money work for you.
But I'm saying when he was elected president, if he had not even done anything and golfed the whole time.
Oh, well, he is.
No, he's not.
That's kind of what he's doing.
No, I mean, he's doing shit.
No, he's taking time in between.
He's doing shit. He's done a lot of bad shit. If he had not done anything, it would have been better.
The new headline over to the Drudge Report, it just changed, actually. Schmidt steps down at Alphabet.
Who the fuck is that?
Alphabet is the parent company of Google.
Yay.
Eric Schmidt is transitioning from Alphabet's executive chairman to a technical advisor role.
Oh, geez.
Stepping down, blah, blah, blah. He first joined Google as CEO in 2001, so he's been there a while. He's done pretty well. Back when the company was... only had several hundred employees.
Oh, okay.
He became the executive chairman 10 years later. He maintained that role when Google restructured and became Alphabet in 2015.
Congratulations, dickhead.
There you go. He's says he's become increasingly involved in philanthropy.
Oh, good.
Through his own family foundation, which just launched a $25 million science fellowship.
Oh, cool.
There we
man.
Go. Science.
Yeah.
As well as Rise of the Rest, which invests in startups in Middle America.
Okay.
And the Alliance for Southern California Innovation. He serves as a board member of the Broad Institute, which focuses on women. No, I'm kidding. Which focuses on
Bride.
The Dame. It's the Dame Institute, which focuses on medicine and disease prevention. So he will advise the urban development arm called Sidewalks Labs.
Fuck you.
Deep learning efforts and the healthcare spinoffs.
Right. Well, cool.
God, they're just giant Good tendrils of corporations. See, break up all this shit.
Yeah.
Break it all up. Google should not own 157,000 right. different little companies. Break that fucking shit up and let private ownership and real competition happen.
Because, like, good for this guy being a philanthropist, but he should be. But you should be.
All right.
You should be doing that. You should be paying more, and you're right. You shouldn't have that big fucking company. It's crazy.
And working to change the system. Like, more employee-owned companies and stuff like that is the way things should be going.
I mean, we're in the middle of a big pig fuck right now. I mean, their whole government's all fucked up. This tax scam thing is disgusting. It's immoral.
I mean, at least there's a little hope in that, we might have to endure it until 2020. And maybe we'll have taken back some of the government.
Right.
And then they can make that go away.
Yeah.
But the things they can't reverse are the health care. What if somebody gets sick?
You're
what
fucked.
Is shit like that? Our foreign policy. I mean, this tax
We're
thing
fucked.
Is horrible. It can be reversed pretty quickly which is what happens when the Democrats come back in. They fix what the fucking Republican oligarch liquors have done.
And there's no time to implement this fucking thing I was reading. There's just no time. Like, it got signed. The Republicans don't even know what's in it.
And they fucked up because he can't sign it till January now. Because they didn't read the rules. They didn't read the fucking rules. And it's called PAYGO. It's that automatic, that law that if something affects a deficit or something like that, that they automatically cut Medicare.
Yay!
And shit like that. And that would automatically kick in.
Right.
If he signed it right now. So they've got to wait till January 3rd for some reason because of fiscal bullshittery.
Paul Ryan, how do you look at yourself in the mirror, you piece of shit?
Oh, naked and hard. Ugh, are you kidding
God,
me? That's
these
what he
guys are gross.
Thinking about old ladies on cat eating cat food. Oh, yeah.
We got to get these welfare fuckers back to work. He keeps saying that. Get people back to work.
Well, yeah, when we're at near full employment.
But also, like, what does that mean, back to work? Back to work at minimum wage? You realize, you know, what you make on minimum wage isn't that different than unemployment. And now you're working.
You may make more unemployment, which is part of the issue.
It's not like people are being lazy. You don't make any money off minimum wage. You barely scrape by.
Right.
It's stupid.
When I had a really, really well-paying job and then was on unemployment for a little sea hare in between afterwards, I most certainly was making more money because I made a lot of money at that other job. So I made the maximum, I think it was $450 a week back years ago.
Yeah.
Which, was enough to eat.
Right.
For a little bit until I started my other job. But if I would have had to get a minimum wage job or anything, I would have taken a loss.
You've been fucked.
Yeah. And then if you get a part-time job, you lose the unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
If you try to do the right thing.
Right.
And try to have some kind of job to help.
Well, do the right thing.
Offset what you're. Well, and you pay into unemployment.
Yeah, it's
anyway,
an odd thing to even. Yeah, you pay into it.
So there you go. The that's the apparent big headline over at the Drudge Report. I'm also looking at just all this bullshit. Trump triumphs, 81 major achievements. Listen to this bullshit.
Oh, my God. And that's the fucking narrative on Fox News. I saw a headline. Oh, the media is finally praising Trump or something like that. It's insane. It's insane. This tax scam is immoral. And the idea that the media is going to portray this is a good thing for America. That's fake news.
Oh,
disgusting.
Apparently we should have all stayed home in bed today.
Yeah.
Because astrologers were predicting that this would be the worst day of the year.
Oh, okay. Shit.
The winter solstice today, shortest day of the year, longest night.
Okay.
Apparently, the sun will pass in front of Capricorn hours after Saturn does, causing both of them to line up for the first time since 1664.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
In a world. You know, that's how the Battle of Los Angeles started. There was some weird shit going on in the sky. They thought it was an asteroid, planetary shit. And all of a sudden, the asteroids, they fell to the Earth, and they slowed down upon reentry. And then they're like, that's not a rock. It's mechanical. And all hell fucking broke loose.
Right. Apparently, anything you start today is doomed.
No, great.
And anything you try to do today will be more difficult than usual, take more time, and be more frustrating.
I haven't
found that.
Yeah, I don't need space to tell me that. That's a possibility any day of the week, dickheads.
Well, and I've had an okay day, so.
Okay, well.
I mean.
Shit, maybe, you're beating the odds, man.
Yeah, maybe I'll have a grabber during the show or something.
Don't do it during the show. Tell me what button to push.
So there you go. It's the astrology frauds.
Right.
We're out, apparently, warning everyone.
You ever think you should just get into, like, reading cards, or what is that? Tarot cards, or.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
I actually saw, I think I might have, did I have the book? I don't know, but there was a book about how to do readings like that.
Like, really?
How to fleece the person. Not how to do the real reading. How to actually bullshit people into believing that you're telling them stuff that they, like when they come up with stuff that they allegedly, I don't know how they knew that. Whoa. There's no way they could know that.
You know, I had a lot of atheist friends in L.A. that were into tarot cards and carrying crystals around.
Atheists.
And I was
not atheists.
What are you doing with that rock in your pocket? Unless you actually like the rock, you like the way it looks, I appreciate that. You know, it's an accessory or something. But if you think this rock is like doing something magical to you, then you need some fucking Prozac, motherfucker. You need something. And a rock doesn't do anything but be a rock.
I have a friend. We have a friend. Mutual friend who's way into the crystals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I never challenge her on that shit.
Oh, I do.
It's important.
I make
fun
of her a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I guess ultimately I give zero shits.
Right.
Don't you remember she came to visit in Los Angeles and she was doing her work on her laptop and there were like three or four different crystals sitting on the laptop? She's like, I need my amethyst. I'm feeling a little nauseous today or something. Yeah.
What do? You swallow it? You don't do anything.
I think it just sits there and vibrates at you or something.
Damn, I want to sell these crystals. Hey, if anybody needs crystals, I'll find some rocks. You can come buy them.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Go buy
I'm sure they sell them at Amazon.
Absolutely, they do.
Okay, what else is going on? We've got good news.
Yes.
This is, although it's a little frustrating because this is the story I'm reading is from Fox News.
Fuck you.
The reason I pulled it is because of the comments.
God.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. It's in the South. Memphis.
The mayor of Memphis confirmed on the twatter.
Twat.
That two parks, Health Sciences Park and Fourth Bluff Park,
okay,
were sold.
Oh, good. Great.
And he tweeted, operations on those sites tonight are being conducted by a private entity and are compliant with state law.
Yes.
Within minutes of the vote to sell these off, a heavy police presence was seen in the parks.
Okay.
Especially Health Science Park, where a statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest, Confederate Army General and founder of the KKK, is located.
Did they remove it?
They removed
it. Oh, good.
And the other park had a statue of Jeff Davis.
Ah, Bye, you racist losers. What are they going to do? Burn them? Burn these statues?
City Council voted unanimously earlier in the day to sell both the parks.
Fuck you!
Where these Confederate statues were located, crews removed the two Confederate statues late last night after the city sold them.
Hold on a second.
To a private entity.
The only way they could get rid of those fucking statues is if they sell them to a private entity. Like your government couldn't say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have a statue to a fucking Klan guy on government property. Let's get rid of it.
I guess.
And so now it's not public. Now we all can't enjoy that park. Now some private corporation owns it.
Damn. It depends on what they do with it.
That sucks. That's our park. We should just say, hey, get that shit off of it.
The, I mean, maybe they sold it to a private trust that's just going to keep it as a park.
Right.
Democratic Representative Steve Cohen said in a statement he commends the city for finding a way to legally remove statues from an era that is not representative of Memphis today. Oh, it's a little representative of some of Memphis.
It's real representative.
And the statues have remained an affront to most citizens of Memphis. There was the city filed a petition earlier this month asking for judicial review of the Tennessee Historical Commission's denial of a request to remove the forest statue.
Oh, my God. So the government wouldn't do it. The only way they would do it if they sold the fucking park.
Which they said that has a long and controversial history in Memphis.
What's controversial about the Klan? It sucks. That's all there is to that.
Supporters of keeping the statue in place said it represented an important part of history. The Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Fuck you.
The Sons of Confederate Veterans. I'm pretty willing to say there probably might not be any of them alive.
Yeah.
Are there any, there anybody alive still whose father or mother participated in the Civil War?
Check that out for me. I don't know.
If we do the maths, if you're 15, 16, and 1860, I guess it's possible.
Right.
Some really ancient Skeksis is wandering around somewhere who is an actual first generation removed from Confederacy. But I don't think there's a lot of them.
It's a real shame to me that the only way to get rid of a fucking heinous Confederate statue, a Confederate war memorial on a public park, is to sell the park.
Well, yeah,
that sucks. So now that's not the public's anymore. So now a private company can do whatever they want. What if you're a homeless person and you want to sit down on a bench under a tree or something? They can kick you out. It's private property. Or what if they want to put something heinous on it? They can absolutely do that, and you can't say shit.
Nathan Bedford Forrest, it says here, was a slave trader, Confederate general, and Ku Klux Klan leader.
Oh, wow.
Who did become influential in the city's growth after the Civil War, though.
Right. It's like that the big, giant, stupid Bronze Age torture device up in Pensacola. You know, that's still up. And the only way that's going to go away is some private company will buy that up and leave it there and then care for it. One of my friends, well, if it's private property and someone buys it and they keep the cross up, I don't see the problem. I'm like, God damn, I do. That's a public park. And now you're going to sell off one little square, and now I have to look at this fucking cross all the time? That's crazy.
Since this is Fox News, of course, the comments down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Top upvoted comment. What's next, books? Democrats are mentally ill.
Yeah, keep thinking that. You keep thinking that. I don't give a fuck what you think of me. You're mentally ill. I'm glad you think I'm mentally ill.
This next person has a screen name of Lock Her Up.
No, God, you're mentally ill.
I would enjoy having that Nathan Bedford Forrest statue, but I bet both statues are going to a sweet estate in the area.
I hope it's getting burnt and melted down. Aren't they real cheap too? Like the material?
Many of them, yeah.
Yeah.
The third most popular comment says, what cowardice from the city of Memphis surrendering their rich history in this way, their rich history of racism. How dare they?
Well, I will say this. It is a little cowardice. I mean, why not? Why doesn't the government take it off themselves? Why do they have to sell it?
Because a significant portion of their electorate screams bloody murder.
Yeah, but
and they got to get elected again.
But it's racism. It's bullshit. But
politics, yeah.
Well, it's bullshit. That is the wrong message. That to me says our politicians are racist and there's nothing we can do about it.
I don't get this MyHeritage thing. I can't wrap my brain around MyHeritage.
But don't you think like that selling it though to a private company and giving the park away from the people is
the wrong thing to do. Deal was that we'll sell it to you if you agree to keep it open as a private trust as a park. I don't know the details. So, it's not like they're going to put up a quickie mart on the park.
But it's sad. It's fucked up because it's public land that should be ours. And just because some dickhead got a statue memorializing the Klan and you can't eat. I know it's Memphis and there's not the public outcry to remove it. Oh my God. People are heinous.
If the Dems want equality and fairness, may I suggest taking down that Pancho Villa statue in New Mexico?
God. Fuck you.
What cowardice. Oh, I said that. The good people of Memphis should peacefully rise up against this misguided treason.
You fat fucks, you could never rise up in support of your fucking Klan statue. What are you gonna do? Come down on your fucking scooters? Your cannulas?
This guy says the good people left Memphis long ago. You know what that means? There must be a lot of black people in Memphis. So obviously all the good people left.
I mean, like, okay, so in Seville Square here in Pensacola, there's a statue of slave owner Andrew Jackson, right? His big fat fucking face.
Sure, great hair.
Yeah, so if we ever want that moved or removed, you can protest all you want, I guess. But ultimately,
and they will.
But ultimately, the city can say, "Well, we'll just sell it to some group that promises to take it down," and then what? I mean, it's that land's no longer the people's anymore. It's some private fucking corporations. I just don't like that. I don't know. It's a shitty compromise.
But if it was the only way to get it down, if the historical commission was in charge of the park and the historical commission said, fuck you.
Right.
Then the only way they could do it is
to
somehow put a taint twist on the historical society. Then I guess I'm all for it. They got it done.
Right.
There you go. A couple of statues. Oh my God. It's really, if you want to depress yourself, just put on some waders or some actually a hazmat suit.
Go in the comment section.
Read the comment section on Fox about something like this. It's just horrible.
Fox News is killing this fucking country. I mean, am I insane? Is the GOP getting their agenda from what Hannity shits out of his fucking pie hole?
They can only see the bad of what they had done, not what they did after that era was over and what they did after, which is why the statues were erected. That is a lie.
That's such a lie.
Then one sane person says, what did Nathan Bedford Forrest do after the Civil War was over? Besides found the Klan, that is.
Right.
And then this person says, for those that can't read or use the internet for research, he enlisted in the army as a private and was promoted all the way to general.
Well, I don't care.
Then listen to this. True, he was a slave owner.
Right. How do you think he made general? Do you think he had any,
that's like
any affirmative action?
Same,
you know?
Shit Roy Moore came out with. America was great. Well, you know, back before the Civil War, true, we had slaves, but... he was slave owner before the war, and he did join the KKK after the war, but after some time he realized it was a mistake, and then issued KKK order number 1, disbanding the KKK. He had publicly denounced the violence and racism of the KKK and what they stood for.
Fuck you. Good God. I don't care what you do prior to founding the KKK. Right. If you started the KKK, then to me, you're the guy who started the KKK. That cancels anything you did out, you know?
I'm not saying he was a saint like you apparently are. Just that he wasn't completely evil.
I'm not saying the guy that started the KKK is a saint.
Yeah. And then here we go, mixing together some of their great fear jerk-off material.
Ooh, yes.
Mosques will be built on the grounds of these old parks. Enjoy! These people are nuts. Nuts.
Right. Damn. Well, I mean, the fear is, like, whoever owns that park, what are their... See, it's left to some shitbag kid or something. They would have put a fucking Hobby Lobby mosques. On it or something. God, fuck you.
They're going to put mosques over.
The Christianity is so pervasive in this country. It's on our fucking money. People pray before fucking high school football games. Everything's God bless this, God bless that. And then these fucking right-wing nut jobs have the nerve to think we're going to be taken over by Sharia law. Like, there's a war on white people and a war on Christianity. It's lunacy.
We've got a little bit of news.
Yes.
From the world of science.
Oh, okay.
But science. Some people are a little worried.
Yes.
Because...
that asteroid shaped like a cigar?
No. The... according to a cosmonaut that was doing some scientific study on the International Space Station.
Oh, shit.
They have found that they did a swab of the outside
Blah.
Of the space station
Fecal
to
matter.
Test if anything had, was out there.
Right.
And they found... What they're claiming is bacteria.
God damn it, so
but
gross.
Bacteria not of our world.
Okay, I understand the story. So that space station is going to come back to Earth.
It's not coming back.
Whatever that fucking bullshit is coated to the side of it, it's going to fuck up all our Sundays. Totally.
One person said, this is how X-Men started.
Yeah, except do you think we're going to get cool powers? Probably not. I'm going to get like an eyeball in the end of my dick. Nothing good.
He says they seem to have come from outer space, settled along the external surface. They are being studied so far. It seems that they pose no danger. Cosmonaut Anton Shklaplerov. Shklaplerov.
Nicked.
Shkap. S-H-K-A-P.
Right.
Shkap. L-E-R-O-V, Shkaplerov.
He was great in Uncle Vanya. Hilarious. They act like, oh, we've looked at this space bacteria. We've decided everything's okay. You don't know shit about space bacteria, motherfucker.
In 2014, another Russian cosmonaut, Vladimir Solovyov. Solovyov.
Oh, yeah.
Claimed that sea plankton and other microorganisms were spotted in their spacewalk samples.
Why
Popular science is refuting the finding, though.
Okay. Why is plankton in space? It's supposed to be in water.
Saying that even if the so-called alien bacteria was found before launch, it doesn't mean they came from somewhere outside of the Earth.
You know what I've always heard about these Russian cosmonauts? It's like, you know, in NASA and shit, they have all these, you know, all these protocols for getting in the space shuttle and going up. Everything's sanitary and there's all this bullshit. These cosmonauts supposedly just get wasted and amble into the rocket and shoot up there. And they have like vodka bottles shoved in their fucking spacesuits and shit. I mean, is this me sounding xenophobic to be worried about the habits of these Russian cosmonauts? I mean, how are they handling this bullshit space bacteria? Is it getting into our fucking
shit? Well, and they're not
shit?
In general known for their newsy truthiness.
Oh, yeah.
In general, so
right.
They're anti-free press there, so they put out whatever disinformation they want to put out.
Sure. I mean, they got Chernobyl. They don't give a fuck. They're like, okay, there's some dirt on the outside of the space station.
But, I mean, if...
Nut up. Who cares?
That proves extraterrestrial life if it turns out that these microbes are not actually of Earth.
These microbes aren't of Earth.
And
oh, fuck.
We found extraterrestrial life. We
but
found
mold.
Our aliens.
But it's just mold, though, right?
It's bacteria. Yeah, well, so.
What do you
How do you think we started?
Sperm.
Oh, yeah, Adam and an apple.
Well, if you have in, if you have inside fun parts,
inexplicable
Adam
incest
pulled a rib out of his chest. Yeah, lots of incest.
Somehow they had two sons, and then a bunch of other people magically appeared because the sons found women to marry.
But
go
wait
figure.
A second, how are we going to be able to scrape this fucking spaceship?
It's not coming back.
I have a question. Are we going to be able to scrape the spaceship, the space shit off the spaceship and just figure out how old the bacteria is? I mean, where
they're studying it. So
where did it come from?
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out.
Mars.
They think it's extraterrestrial, but it could very well not be.
That means none of this Earth.
It could be. I saw a different article that said there's a astrobiotics, I think it's called. It's a studying life in space, and
right
that there was a scientific journal paper written about that space dust and other junk flying in from space could hit our atmosphere and like a billiard ball out bacteria, launch it out of the atmosphere into space. So it could be terrestrial is what popular scientists was saying, that it's not inexplicable that they find bacteria from Earth out in space, because
oh
that
my God.
May be where it came from.
So now I'm understanding the universe. It's a giant shithole. That's lovely. It's just bacteria floating around everywhere.
Well, there may be.
Great.
Go
up there.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes. Go up there, bring some alcohol and some, I don't know, stringent. I got fucking space shit all over the fucking... Don't they wash the space station? Why is gunk collecting on it?
Well, they did wash it. What do you mean, do they wash it?
Yeah. Hey, you cosmonauts, take care of your shit. You know what I mean? You know, wash it.
At the end of the day, one scientist says, does it matter if this alien bacteria was brought from Earth and evolved or landed from elsewhere? It is surviving in space.
Yeah, so that means something, right? It's going to fuck us up.
I thought we found microorganisms that have survived reentry of on meteorites and shit like that.
Dude,
may have hitched a ride.
If this space shit is surviving, you know, out there in the Milky Way, that means you can't clean it off with bleach. It's powerful. Have you ever been in space? Supposedly, if you're in space and your skin's exposed, you freeze. One side of you freezes, the other side burns from the heat of the sun. Right. This bacteria is hot, happy. That's fine. So how the fuck is it surviving out there?
That's one of the theories of how life formed here on Earth is that
in Genesis,
a space rock carrying some little buggies
right
landed. And shit. They were like, oh, cool, let's stay.
Damn, that's crazy, dude. Get a little Martian dust.
As opposed to abiogenesis.
Which is? Star Trek 3, right?
The primordial soup theory where chemical compounds, given the right spark, et cetera, could start to form strands of RNA.
Is that, I'm not being funny. Is that what happened in Star Trek 3, Genesis? Do you remember when Kirk's ex-girlfriend created a planet and then Spock went through puberty real fast? Do you remember that?
Yes.
So that's the Agenesis went on in Star Trek 3.
Right. I think a little bit different.
And then in Star Trek 4, the planet, they went back in time and saved the planet with a fucking whale.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
One of the good ones, though.
Yeah.
Even good, odd bad.
You didn't like Star Trek 3? Come on, man. Oh, yeah.
Search for Spock. It was awful.
Do you remember who was do you remember the first officer on the bridge? Do you remember who
that
was?
Was that Savick? Was that
Kirstie Alley?
Kirstie Alley, yeah.
She was great. She was really good in that. She was a Vulcan.
Yeah, she played a Vulcan.
Right.
We reported the other day on the great victory in Virginia.
Yay!
For the House of Delegates. A recount that took forever finally showed that the Democratic candidate won by one single fucking vote.
Fuck you, GOP. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You know why? You know the story then.
No. I'm just telling the GOP to fuck off because
they
lost.
You're going to want to tell them to fuck off.
Oh, really?
Because
yes,
a 3-judge panel overturned it.
What?
The Republican went piggy squealing.
Yeah.
Over a single vote. And a 3-judge panel declined to certify the recount, saying that the questionable ballot should be counted in favor of the Republican instead of the Democrat.
Why?
Therefore, we call it a draw.
Right.
And
that's dicked up.
In the Virginia state law, figure this out, in the case of a tie in a House race, state law says the winner is chosen essentially by a coin toss.
You know... And why do we vote?
Well, and Rachel Maddow
fucking matter.
Had a great point. This is, again, a sign of that bullshit gerrymandering shit, because the Democrats got, overall, in the whole state,
yes,
200,000 more votes
God damn.
Than the Republicans did, and they barely eked out a victory
oh my God.
In some of these places. Because of the way the districts are so carved up and the way they carve up the Democratic constituency.
God damn, that sucks.
But there, I guess part of the law is also that the losing candidate of the coin toss can request another full recount.
Then. God damn.
So you know we're going to go through that again, regardless who wins the coin, this ridiculous coin toss.
You know, I know in this country everybody screams it's important to go vote. It's important to vote. But when you hear stories like that, it sort of makes you feel like, why bother? We have all these stupid fucking rules. I mean, obviously, if you're a progressive, my God, go vote. But Jesus Christ.
Shelley Simmons? Was the candidate who apparently won by one vote. But then that 3-judge panel threw out the questionable ballot, resulting in a tie. She was on MSNBC this morning talking to Ali Velshi.
Okay.
And she called it a stunt, leading to her victory becoming a tie.
Right.
She said her opponent really pulled a stunt the next day after the recount. She said they came in and said in front of the judges that they wanted a redo on one ballot. If they were going to be pulling out individual ballots, you can believe me, we would have had a few ready and would have wanted the judge to look at them as well.
God damn. It's just, why?
And I'm willing to bet that 3-judge panel,
they're Republican,
probably is Republican as fuck.
How do you deal with these guys? You know, it's just the Democrats, they're constantly hobbled by the fact that you play fair and you play by the rules. These Republicans don't give a fuck. They just,
right.
It, you know, and it's...
So, I don't, you know, I guess, I don't know, I guess they didn't plan for this, the, her team, God. Or whatever, because they have a picture of the ballot that was questioned, and it does look like, it's confusing. That, you know, you fill in the circles.
Right.
And the circle next to her name is filled in, but then there's a line through it, and then the circle next to the Republican is filled in. But then over in a different place for the governor...
Yes.
But then this person voted Republican for everybody else.
Oh,
but for the governor, there's also a circle and a little bit of a line. So, but I would look at this and also say I think it was for the Republican. So they're not disputing the ballot itself. She's saying... They weren't ready to question singular ballots because she's probably got a few that are confusing and might go her way.
Well, didn't they know they were going to do this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if they were ready for this.
Oh, guys. Oh, damn it, Democrats.
So you gotta be ready. These Republicans are going to cheat. They're going to cheat.
Why?
You have to assume they're going to lie.
Why wouldn't
cheat,
you?
Steal, obfuscate. cover up and do everything, collude, do everything they can to win, because that's what we're being proven and is showing they've been doing all for quite a while now.
Right, because you know what the Republicans always probably say? They say, listen, we can cheat a little bit here, because the Democrats, these idiots, they play by the rules. And they're and for some reason, they think that we're going to as well. It's fucking hilarious. That's what they say.
Right.
They must be laughing. They love it.
That's why with Al Franken.
Yeah.
They're probably like, ha, ha, ha. You think that's going to make us quit?
Right. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a shit.
Republican voters have already proven they don't give a shit. They elected Trump. They don't care.
Yeah. And you know what, guys? I know it's a hard one, but we got to be meaner. You got to be meaner than these fucking GOP fuckers.
Yeah.
Don't show them any fucking sympathy. Fuck them. They hate you. They fucking hate you.
So that's, I don't know. It was good news. Now it's going to be question mark again.
It's shitty news, man. It's like they fucking cheated.
And then I think even, I don't think they even take over, but if she wins, I think they make it a tie.
Yeah.
In the House of Delegates. So it's not a majority. I don't think the Democrats will take over. It'll be a 50-50 tie.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever.
Right.
But it's half and half.
Ugh.
God,
our system is killing us. Really, our government is fucking killing us.
I mean, that's why we need Howard Dean back. Howard Dean should be, somebody like Howard Dean should be running the DNC.
Somebody not, mean.
Perez might be just a little kumbaya, a little too nice.
Yeah, we're not in a time where it's nice people. This is not nice people time. We have racists in the White House. We had Steve Bannon in the White House for a time. This is not nice time. This is mean as fuck time. This is fight time, right?
Mean as fuck time.
It's mean as fuck time, baby. These fuckheads. There's no. You think you listen to Trump? Is there any compassion? Do we think for one second he's ever going to do the right thing? The little secret evil cabal commission. He's still going after Hillary.
No, fuck no. Fuck,
fuck
no,
this
fuck
shit.
No. Here we go. My fight song.
Right.
Democrats need to put on their fight song.
Even their fight song is polite. Scream. Some torches. We need torches. But not that they fucked it up. They took the torches.
Meanwhile in Alabama, our neighbor here to the north and west.
Yeah.
Here in the Redneck Riviera.
All the white people wanted to vote for a rapist. Lovely.
Roy Moore still hasn't conceded.
See? You see? They don't play fair anywhere.
In a pair of Facebook posts over the last couple of days, Moore, I'm just looking at his Facebook page. There's a link I had to see.
What's on his Facebook page? What's he like? A bunch of cheerleader pages.
December 18th, Secretary of State launches investigation into voter fraud concerns.
Yes.
But
voter fraud.
Yeah.
That's laughable because that's the Republicans thing, that voter suppression shit.
So in two different Facebook posts over the last couple of days, Roy Moore has promoted an article on his Facebook feed from WorldNet Daily, WND.
What a fucking joke.
The title of which... at WND.
Yes.
Is how Muslims and Marxists delivered for Doug Jones.
Oh, I get it. So they're saying all the Marxists and ISIS came out in numbers to support the Democrat in Alabama. That's how he won.
A coalition of Muslim and Marxist-led groups won the December 12th Alabama U.S. Senate state election for Doug Jones.
Fuck you.
The activists... consisting of Muslims, Hispanics, and mainly Black Christians, formed a group called Stand as One Coalition.
After the election, representatives from the groups bragged in a press conference about making 63,000 robocalls, 8,000 direct phone calls, knocking on over 10,000 doors, delivering 55,000 mailers, and engaging in, quote,
yes,
faith-based preaching. Because, of course, their faith is wrong.
Right.
Even, of course, the black Christians, they don't even like them.
Right.
To over 7,000 people on behalf of candidate Doug Jones. Then they quote AL.com.
Right.
More than 20,000 Muslim voters, about the margin of victory for Jones, turned out and voted almost without exception for Jones.
Well, yes.
So what does that mean? Well, we shouldn't let them Muzzies vote.
What? You know, I don't
know. How is this? Of course the Muslims are almost, none of them are going to vote for the Republican. What the fuck is wrong with you
people?
Why
would they? Did you get, Roy Moore got endorsed by a guy that wants to ban Muslims until we figure out what the fuck is going on. It's bananas. Why? And the other, you know what I don't understand about that? That guy said black Christians.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, they want to make sure that you knew that this group that was formed of
Muslims, black,
and Hispanic and the black Christians. Yeah.
But are black Christians any different than Christians?
They're black.
Damn.
They hate white people. They want to kill white people.
Then why don't
rape your daughters.
Why not just say Christians? It's so racist.
Thing is racist and xenophobic. They're squealing piggy squeals at Muslims. Put him over the top. See? If we'd been able to launch all those Muslims out of the country, godly Roy Moore would be our senator.
You know, don't you think it would be a good thing in this country if maybe a block of Muslims did elect someone? You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
Like, Jesus has such a stranglehold on this fucking country. We could stand with another group, religious. How about just atheists electing people? What am I kidding? This religion shit is killing us.
Secularists,
I hate it.
At least.
I hate it so much.
At the very least, secularists.
I got to suck everybody's dick because they believe in this sky god shit. I got to make you feel good about talking to something that doesn't exist in the sky. It makes me want to put my head through a fucking window.
Council on American Islamic Relations in Alabama, CARE, they hate CARE. They think CARE should be designated as a terrorist group.
Fuck you.
Kaula? K-H-A-U-L-A. It's probably Kaula. Hadid, executive director of CARE in Alabama. Imagine that job.
Oh, my God.
Executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations in Alabama.
Oh, my God. You got to have, like, a clipboard and all kinds of shit going on.
Hadid joined other minority leaders at Greater Birmingham Ministries on Thursday the 14th and worked to get out the vote and election that brought together the most marginalized groups, they said.
Yeah.
Quote, it took a whole group of us working together, said Isabel Rubio, executive director of the Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama.
Yes.
And Scott Douglas, executive director of Greater Birmingham Ministries,
right,
said we touched as many people as we could.
Oh, okay.
To vote for Doug Jones.
That's,
this is a rare
awesome
Alabama minister that didn't support the underage pussy grabber.
I can't believe it. I mean, it took a Christmas miracle to not have a rapist elected
in
Alabama.
That little section was the quote from AL.com.
Okay.
Right? Now we're back to WND,
oh,
and
shit,
this guy screaming bloody murder about it. Coalition leader Scott Douglas and his Greater Birmingham Ministries has been a major political and religious influence in Alabama's black communities for decades.
Listen. I think it would help our country for African-American people to be better represented in the fucking election.
And then here we go. Not so well known, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Is the fact that from the 1970s until 1991, Scott Douglas. Now, all this guy is an activist who is a minister who helps the African-American community. He's a community organizer.
And he can't. Right. Like Obama.
And a minister.
Yes.
But
From the 70s till 1991, Scott Douglas was a leading member of the Communist Party USA.
Oh, is that true?
Even running as a candidate for the 5th Congressional District in Tennessee in 1972. Douglas left the party when it split in 1991. For a time, was active in the breakaway Marxist group.
Oh, my God.
Committees of Correspondence.
Well,
they go on to shit on this Scott Douglas guy. Who all he was an organizer.
Right.
Yet they're blaming this, look, this obvious commie, pinko socialist.
Listen, it doesn't take a commie, pinko socialist to not vote for Roy Moore.
They're so dumb.
It's insane.
Scott Douglas's old comrade, John Zippert, also helped win the crucial Alabama black belt for Doug Jones.
Jesus, guys. I mean...
So,
that's sad.
But Roy Moore has posted this twice.
Oh, God.
On Facebook.
This is WorldNet Daily you're reading from? Who's the famous person that writes on that?
Buchanan?
Oh, my God.
Is one.
I forgot it was Pat Buchanan.
I believe.
I mean, Pat Buchanan was a mainstream political voice for a while, right? And now he's writing on WorldNet fucking Daily.
Well, you know what's weird is this administration is right in his fucking wheelhouse. I don't know why he's not being revered more. Yeah.
Is he alive? I'm not trying to be funny.
Well, yeah, arguably.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. He might not like, you know, Pat Buchanan is not going to like Trump because Pat Buchanan, he's a big fucking fascist.
No, I think he likes Trump.
He's a goose stepper, but does he like the way Trump behaves and the way he talks? That, to me, might rub him the wrong way. Because isn't Pat Buchanan one of these politicians that doesn't like to appear crazy, but he sure as fuck is? Like Newt.
Oh, well, yeah. Newt.
Selling books. Didn't he sell a children's pop-up book or something?
Anything he can sell.
God. You guys, you fucking conservatives. You know the thing about Newt and all these Pat Buchanan? They never go away. They never go away. Pat Buchanan's been around forever. Newt's been around forever.
I don't know. Did we play this yesterday? This is from the...
With that, I'm going to ask Ben Carson.
This is from the cabinet meeting.
Oh, God. This is where Ben Carson prayed to Sky God.
Yeah, yeah. And
Christ, guys.
And this... they didn't really go around the room. This was the one where Mike Pence got the solo deep throat action on Trump. Horrible and craven, just disgusting. And then after they passed that ridiculous, horrible bill, the tax bill, they had a party out on the back lawn of the White House.
Oh, yes. God.
They made sure that their black friend, the one African-American senator, I forget where he's from.
Somewhere
out east.
No, yeah.
South Carolina, maybe?
North Carolina. South Carolina.
He spoke first. They had him kind of speak first. Like, look at our, we even got the black one to vote for our tax bill.
Ah!
And, then they really just had they just all lined up on their knees.
And sucked off Trump.
Yes.
Why did they,
disgusting.
Why have a public celebration? They all know that most of the country hates this legislation.
No, it's the evil lamestream media. When those people get that extra 18 cents in their check next year, they're going to know. They're going to thank the Republicans for that.
You know what? I'm one of these naive little dickheads. I'm just like, surely they're embarrassed they passed this bill.
No.
No, they're not. They love it. They love the shit out of it. They're jacking off to this fucking thing.
You're attributing human qualities to them that they do not possess.
So, Kate, throw some water in my face. Wake me up. I'm not woke.
With that, I'm going to ask Ben Carson, you can stay if you want it, because you need the prayer more than I do, I think.
He's talking to the media, of course. You need the prayer more than I do.
Is Mike Pence there?
Sure.
Why the fuck need the prayer. Is he not praying? Mike Pence is the number one Jesus guy in that party, right?
Well,
number one.
That's actually interesting. Maybe Pence felt a little left out.
He's so into God and shit that he won't even eat chicken tenders around someone with inside fun parts that's not his fucking wife. That's nuts.
You can stay if you want it, because you need the prayer more than I do, I think. You may be the only ones. Maybe a good, solid prayer, and they'll be honest, Ben. Is that possible? So, Ben, we'll ask you to say grace. Okay. Thank you.
Our kind Father in heaven, we're so thankful for the opportunities and the freedom that you've granted us in this country.
Thank you for giving us the ability to gang rape the economy.
Dear Jesus, I just want to say thank you so much for leaving such a competent guy to be in charge of HUD. He doesn't even know what the fucking, he doesn't even know what he's spending his budget on. He has no fucking idea.
Jared and Ivanka are sitting there too.
Oh, fuck them. That idiot, Ivanka, was trying to explain the tax code and didn't know what the fuck she was talking about.
Right. Well, they don't. Trump doesn't know anything about it, except it's wonderful and great.
It's, you know what? It's heinous enough that fascist dickbag Trump has to sit there and explain the world to the country. But I ain't listening to Ivanka, and I'm not listening to his fucking lion-killing, poaching, animal-poaching fucknut children. Right. Fuck them all. Oh, it's infuriating.
Good sign, though, is that on Roy Moore's Facebook page, apparently he doesn't have a social media manager who's been deleting comments because all the comments are there.
Yes.
And overwhelmingly, the comments are shitting on Roy Moore. The top comment, "Hey, Roy, posting articles like this is why the people of Alabama, white, black, brown, and as you would say, red and yellow, all realize that you are anti-Christian and un-American and don't deserve to be representing the fine people of Alabama. God doesn't hate, but if he did, you'd be the first person on his list."
God hates rapists of young girls, or rapists. Stop it, rapists. God hates rapists, right? Right? Is that true?
I'm assuming.
Damn. If he doesn't, choose another guy.
All he's going to do is make you marrier, though.
Oh, that's
right. If you remember.
Yes.
In your Bible-y.
Right. I didn't read it. I never read it. You know what? And when I was in Sunday school.
Didn't you have Sunday school or
anything? I pretended to read that shit. I didn't read
it. But weren't you tested?
No. I mean, not really.
Weren't there tests of some sort?
I'm Methodist. They don't make you do anything. You just got to carry the Bible around, look like you're into the Jesus, pray, bow your head at the right time, say that the glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost and something, 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 something. Oh, look, I'm at Golden Corral. Right. That's church for me. You guys, your thing is so fucking intense that, and I'm not marginalizing Catholics. Your shit is so intense. You guys end up drunk all the fucking time.
How dare you?
Well, listen, I'm sorry to say that.
I got better.
Why do you think it is a lot of Irish Catholics drink? Well, a lot
of everybody drinks.
I'm being shitty. I'm sorry. I mean, say that out. Do I owe someone?
Now you're going
apology?
After the Irish.
Sorry if there's any Irish people listening. I misspoke. I was trying to be funny.
Here's a good comment. Think of it this way, Roy. You now have much more time to cruise shopping malls for teen girls.
Right. This is what I don't understand. And Trump. Wouldn't you rather be on the golf course arranging a hookup with an underage person? You know, wouldn't they rather be doing that instead of, you know, pretending to work? He's a president that pretends to work.
Right.
Why? You got all the money in the world, dickhead.
Oh, boy. Here's a comment. "It was interesting and amazing to see the nation and the world cheering the voters of Alabama on to vote for Roy Moore."
They weren't doing that.
"We need more and the like. As soon as it was over, those voices went silent. Why? I believe because of the vicious and ugly verbal attacks. They do get after making their voices heard."
Yeah, you know what, dude? Yeah, I will be vicious. And my attacks will be verbal.
"We do need Roy Moore and more like him. Alabama does want Moore. The election was very close and Moore had a decisive lead until something changed at the very end."
Oh, okay. There was shenanigans.
Which every single person that knows anything about politics said the early returns are going to be heavy for Roy Moore because the rural areas come in first.
Right.
In the big areas where the cities are, it's a little more complex and those votes come in later.
Where the educated people are.
Right.
Okay.
So, yes, Roy Moore was up when all the knuckle dragger areas were reporting. And then when the cities started coming in, that's when Doug Jones started catching up and finally passed him.
I want to address this one thing, whatever that dickhead said you were reading. I want to say, yes, maybe the attacks from the left were vicious, but they should be because Roy Moore is a fucking rapist of children. Yes. Right? Yes. And the attacks on the liberal attacks on all these GOP dickbags should be vicious. Look what they're doing. They're heinous. We should all be angry. We don't know these. We don't know these fucking Republican civility. Fuck them.
Yeah.
When they elected that fucking rapist, racist pussy grabber that went on TV and punched down and made fun of that guy with that fucking disability, called John McCain a loser because he got captured in Vietnam. They flushed their civility down the shit tank. Fuck them.
Roy Moore also shared another story.
Yes.
And this story is from theadvocate.com.
Okay.
Isn't that the gay newspaper? The
right.
Gay,
I can't imagine this would be a pro-Roy Moore piece.
Doug Jones's gay son is thrilled by the Alabama win.
Well,
Roy Moore shared that without comment.
What's your point, Roy, you piece of shit?
I didn't know Doug Jones had a gay son. Who cares? Apparently Roy Moore does and thinks that his constituents will.
Doug Jones' son was happy his dad won.
Right.
What does that have to do with him being gay?
Right.
And you know
one guy on the Twitter, Brian Krasenstein, tweeted, sore loser, alleged pedophile, and bigot, Roy Moore, just attacked Doug Jones' gay son in a Facebook post merely for being gay. Yeah, it would be a shame if this mugshot of Roy Moore's 9-time arrested son, Caleb Moore, were to go viral.
And you know, if you're a gay man living in Alabama, it would be hard for me to imagine you would vote for Roy Moore. I mean, based on Roy Moore's past, right? I mean,
yeah, Roy Moore saying, nuts. Look at the homo. Look at the homo's happy.
I am not granting marriage licenses to same-sex couples, even when the government tells me to, because you know what? Fuck you, my bullshit sky guy.
9 times arrested. Drug possession, DUIs, criminal trespass.
Oh, but Doug Jones has a gay son.
Right.
That didn't vote for Roy Moore.
Probably without a record.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if his dad wasn't Doug Jones, a gay man in Alabama, now I'm going to go out on a limb, is going to be happy this rapist, homophobic dickbag didn't win. Am I insane? I'm no Chris Matthews, but I think that's right.
Here's a great comment. Unfortunately, the inner city African American churches have accepted the social gospel. They accept evolution.
What?
Socialism. Buffet-style sexuality.
What the fuck?
And the narrative that political power is the final say on any issue, not God.
Okay, we have to pump the brakes, because I need an understanding what buffet-style sexuality is.
You get to choose what you want, anything.
I'm not what the Lord said. The buffet-style. Well, that's just life, right? I mean, you know, people are bisexual, people are gay,
not
people
if
are straight.
They're godly.
Oh, okay. Your buffet-style sexuality.
What really needs to happen is for Christian ministers to send missionaries to the inner cities, not to Africa or South America. They continue to vote for a satanic worldview and then wonder why in places like Boston, the average black family has an estimated wealth of $8.
You know, it's right. I'm sorry, I'm hung up on this, but I remember a long time, I used to do construction with this dude, and we were in somewhere in South Chicago, we were putting in a hot tub in this dude's backyard. And for lunch, me and my friend, Joe, I won't give his last name, we went to this strip club for lunch because they had like a $6 all-you-can-eat.
That's Dirty Joe, right?
No, it's Clean Joe.
Oh, it's Clean Joe?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It was his idea. He was like, let's go to this place. They got a $6 buffet. It was like a bunch of pasta and shit at the strip club. I ate at the strip club buffet. It was really good, you know, but I don't know about this buffet-style sexuality. I'm picturing a bunch of people at the Golden Corral fucking over, you know, Watergate salad or something.
I think
buffet style.
I think Roy Moore might have deleted the post about he might have deleted the post about the gay son, because I can't find that one, because it says here in the story about it that Moore's followers quickly filled up the comments with hateful, anti-gay rhetoric.
You know, if you're Rolling Moore, I kind of see this guy as a shameless, bigoted homophobe, and I don't know, what could he post on Facebook that he would be embarrassed about? Odd to me. He said all those women that came out against him were lying.
Every single one of them.
Everybody
from the town back in the day that remembered.
And you know, Roy, I don't think you would like, I don't expect you to have anything nice to say about Doug Jones' son and him being gay. I wouldn't expect that. So you posting a homophobic thing about his son is not, it doesn't change how I feel about you. I hate you. You're a piece of shit. With or without the post. I don't care. I mean, you know what I mean?
So Roy Moore squealing and crying on the Facebook.
Oh, God. Everybody fuck off.
Unfortunately, most of the responses are on the good side, but there's enough.
Right.
There's enough voting Roy.
Fuck you, boy.
Godless. The blacks have embraced Satan. That's amazing.
How are black Christians different than Christians?
Because they've embraced the social. Socialism.
Well,
cafeteria fucking.
Does that mean that they don't like it when people are racist against them? I mean, you know, I mean, can't you be Christian and for equality, for racial equality?
Not if you're a real Christian.
Oh, okay.
Remember, they used that Bible all through the fight against slavery.
Yes.
They used the Bible as justification.
Right.
Civil rights era, they used the Bible as justification. Anti-miscegenation, marrying black people with white people. They used the Bible to say, you can't do that.
Hey, I'm going to say something that's not going to matter, but you Christians, does it ever occur to you that you come out on the wrong side of a lot of issues because you're going with what you think the Bible is telling you? Maybe if you laid off the Bible, you wouldn't be such dick bags. I don't know. Do you think that gets through to anyone, that idea?
No.
Kate, do you understand?
Jim Baker moment.
We're fucked.
Speaking of, this is Jim Baker from yesterday's program. And this is why we scream about Christianity, sticking its dicks in our ears.
Yeast.
in this country.
Right. There's people today, they have gotten their way and they have beat back all opposition. They've changed America. But the only thing they can't change is this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Bible. He's waving
the warfare
around.
Is against the God of heaven. Ugh. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God whose son is Jesus Christ. I'm serious. You have no idea. I can't even talk about it because they will kill me.
I can't talk about what's happening because they will kill me.
Okay, I have two questions. When he says the warfare, what is that? What does he mean specifically?
I don't know.
And who is they?
Because they won't let them take over. Because we won't let them to us.
Oh, we're killing him.
Yeah.
Nobody told me
the liberals,
that.
The evil liberals are going to kill him because...
Kate, send me a list of things I'm supposed to do at the beginning of the day because I didn't know that was on my agenda.
Because we watch The Handmaid's Tale and think, ugh, that would not be great.
No, it's not. I can't even watch
that. That would be kind of icky.
It's so disturbing.
Right.
I can't enjoy it.
These people are like, wow, that sounds great. Under his eye.
That sucks. That sucks,
right,
man.
Right.
I can't even talk about it because they will kill me. And I don't care what you say. I know what I'm talking about.
I don't care what you say.
They've already threatened my life.
We've had our lives threatened, BT Dubs.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a tiny presence anywhere and opinions, you're going to get your life threatened by assholes.
Yeah, and bring it, dickhead. I got an elliptical.
They've already threatened my life. Because they disagree with the Bible, and the Christians are stubborn, they think. They don't think we're faithful.
You're not faithful. You lying piece of shit. You're an opportunist whore that's fleecing people to sell generators and powdered milk.
And you're garbage.
Right. And you preach hate. Yeah. I don't know how did I turn into a spokesperson for Jesus? But fuck, I went to 12 years of Catholic school. I read the Bible a couple of times, and a couple times as an adult, just to know my enemy.
Right.
And
but what about Jacob? What about Isaac?
What about them?
The shit he's saying. What about the war on Jacob and Isaac and the other fuckers he mentioned? He cited them for a reason. What's he talking about?
Faithful. They think we're too stupid to be faithful. They think we're nuts. And so we believe this. Listen to me. You don't get this yet. Some of you do.
No, we get it. You are nuts.
Yeah,
I agree with you. You're nuts.
Yeah, I agree with that part.
We're not trying to kill you.
I also think you're stupid, too. I really do.
I think they're stupid, too. Oh, I don't think he's stupid.
Yeah, that's
I think
true.
He's evil.
He's got it going on. He's got
and a fraudster, yeah.
Yeah. What's he selling, by the way, today?
Nothing at the bottom of the screen.
Ah, right. God, Jim. Nut up, baby.
He's waving his Bible around.
What are you selling?
It's a big old Bible with a whole bunch of Post-it notes in it.
No, that's fucking...
It's obviously.
For show.
Listen to me, you don't get this yet. Some of you do. A couple in this room to understand what I'm saying. The only thing they can't beat, they want everything. They changed America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they let blacks in.
Did you hear the lorry?
Yeah. They changed America. They let the blacks in. They're letting homosexuals not get arrested,
really?
Ryan.
Hey, Jim, how many...
Like Jesus would want. Jesus would want homosexuals rounded up and stoned.
How many times did he bang Jessica Hahn back in the day? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. Wasn't it like
they have an
on
affair?
The floor in the office or something was the story?
I'm just wondering.
Changed America. Mm-hmm. They changed the morals of America. They changed everything about America. They got control. But we just elected a president.
Oh, boy.
The evangelical vote elected the president.
That's right.
They know it.
Right. Well, edit. With the help of Russia, don't you think?
Right.
Russian social media bots, in your stupidity, that helped.
They're trying to bring in millions of illegals. They're trying to bring in millions of illegals.
Listen,
that's exactly what we all want. I see that comment all the time. The Democrats just want to open the borders to all illegals. Not even just make them all legal.
Hey, listen, fine. Where are the citations? Where's the proof? And did you hear him? They're trying to bring in his mind's like, let me pick a number. I'll go with millions. Yeah. Millions. Fuck it.
Illegals. They're trying to bring in anything from all the people from other countries to build a new voting group to be able to build a new constituency. A new constituency.
And God bless the United States.
Constituent.
group. To be able to build a new constituency. They have to grow over us. And that's why in this next elections or whatever, if every Christian gets out and votes together, if everybody could agree, God help us, we already changed. America's being changed. And the warfare is anger. They're angry. They want to kill. They want to march. They want to burn. They want to...
No, we're angry, yes.
Yeah,
kill,
yeah.
No. March, yes.
Right.
Burn, no.
Shame you.
Right.
Make fun of you. Make you the butt of every fucking joke I can think of. Yes. Oh,
now, of course, they're showing footage of, I don't know, there's some little bonfire going at a protest somewhere that they went to the archives.
Angry. They want to kill. They want to march. They want to burn. They want to break windows. They want to burn up cars. I think the biggest miracle is President Trump has lived almost a year as president of the United States.
That's right.
And accomplished more in 1 year than the last 20 combined.
Oh,
who's that?
God, that's such bullshit.
And accomplished more in 1 year and fuck you, suck my dick.
It's this alternative facts world we're in is going to be our downfall. Society maybe should just collapse because if truth,
right?
Facts, science, we're just going to look at it and say, you look at an apple and say, fuck you, that's an orange.
There's no way to get around it. A lot of people in this country are dumb as fuck. And that's not a nice thing to say, but it's a true thing to say. And so what do we do about it? What do we do about these fucking morons?
We got to wait for them to die out because people are not into this shit. Young people are fleeing evangelicalism.
Because you can't say it's education because everybody walks around with a smartphone in your pocket. You know, you have the ability to learn shit and to know shit. There's shit out there to read. You can educate yourself. What do we got to do? If I was in charge, what do? Make people watch Rachel Maddow with their fucking eyeballs open every night? Like, goddamn Clockwork Orange? What do you do? Everybody's stupid. Willfully stupid. It's depressing.
Has lived almost a year as president of the United States.
And accomplished more in 1 year than the last 20 combined.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes, you have.
That's not right.
That's right. What are you clapping for? You fucking baboons, you fucking idiots, dickheads. What are they clapping for?
The president has survived all of the assassination attempts.
God, they're like, those people, they're like trained. They're like SEALs, just like, what are they clapping for? I don't get it. That's right.
And that's right. He's done more ever.
Ever. Do they have a sign in the powdered soup theater fuck shit studio that says applause when you're supposed to clap for Jim?
Oh, I don't know. There was a wide shot. I didn't see one.
Do they have an audience fluffer? They have some guy that...
Oh, God. They've got an audience defibrillator. That's all they've got there. Did you see the average age?
Right. That is the good thing. I mean,
right.
At least these guys, going to be mulch at some point.
Good soon. News.
Yes.
And maybe a good fuck you to this prime asshole.
Fuck you.
Papa John's founder.
Oh, yeah.
CEO John Schnatner.
Hey.
Has.
Schnatner.
Will be leaving as CEO.
Fuck
of
you, man.
Papa John's about 2 months after publicly criticizing the NFL over the national anthem protests by football players, comments for which the company was later forced to apologize.
Wow.
But the righteous indignation of good people has fucked the company. And they're like, we got to get rid of you.
Yeah.
The guy that founded it is now stepping down because he hurt their brand with his hate.
So people aren't buying Papa John's as much? Damn right.
Don't so all buy the rednecks out there who are like, buy Papa John's, buy Papa John's.
Well, I'm not buying it now because that guy probably still has shares in it.
Well, and it's shitty pizza.
Oh, my God. Dude, I couldn't agree with you more. Whenever I eat Papa John's, I get acid reflux. And you know, other things happen to my digestive system that's not, fun.
Schnatner will be replaced by COO Steve Ritchie on January 1st. He still is their biggest shareholder, remains chairman of the board.
Your pizza is disgusting.
Earlier this year, he blamed slowing sales growth at Papa John's on an NFL sponsor and advertiser on the outcry surrounding players kneeling during the anthem. He said, people aren't buying my shitty pizza anymore because nobody's watching NFL because they hate those Negroes. You're allowing those Negroes to protest.
Well, they hate you. They hate you, Shatner, or Chatner. What's his name?
Schnatter.
Schnatter.
S-C-H-N-A-T-T-E-R. Schnatter.
Go fuck off. Go fuck off with your pizza shares and all your shit.
Papa John's ended up apologizing for his comments weeks later after white supremacists kept praising his comments.
Hey, why don't you sell all your sheeted, bigoted friends? Just do that. You guys can jack each other off all day. Fuck off. Man.
The The Louisville, Kentucky-based company distanced itself from white supremacists, saying they don't want them buying their pizza.
Yeah. God.
Shares of Papa John's are down 13% since the day before the comments were made.
Now, that's a lot, right?
Reducing his stake in the company by nearly $84 million.
Nah, your shitty beliefs cost you $84 million fucking dollars.
Yeah.
You are an idiot. You're an idiot. That's hilarious. That makes me happy. I don't know how much money you have left, but I'm glad you're out $84 million. Suck a dick.
The leadership change comes as the pizza chains that once dominated fast food delivery face tougher competition from hamburger and fried chicken chains that are expanding their delivery business. McDonald's will be increasing delivery. Did you know McDonald's delivers in some places?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't know that.
They're increasing delivery from 5,000 to nearly 14,000 U.S. locations by the end of the year. I don't know why every restaurant doesn't fucking deliver.
You can with that.
That Uber.
That Post, yeah. Postmates. You can get somebody to pick up anything you want and bring it to your fucking domicile. You know what, Papa John's, their pizza, yes, it is garbage. It tastes like shit. You know what's worse? Have you ever had their fucking wings?
I don't like wings, so.
Oh, okay. Well, then you really wouldn't like these. Their wings are horrible. Their wings, Papa John's, your wings just taste like shit. If you want shitty wings and shitty pizza, order from Papa John's.
He said the new CEO will be focusing on making it easier for customers to order pizza from anywhere. The strategy that worked for Domino's, which will take your order via tweet.
Yes.
You could tweet your local Domino's. Text messages, voice-activated devices such as Amazon Echo.
Right.
And I always order order from Domino's online.
Why can't you hear my thoughts, Domino's?
Telepathic. So, there you go. That's a little bit of good news.
That's great news. I love it. That Papa John's guy is such a piece of garbage.
I mean, he'll be okay.
Did you ever see a picture of his fucking mansion he lives in?
Oh, it's ginormous, yeah.
We got to redistribute the wealth in this country, starting with dickhead, that pizza
racist dickhead.
Oh, yeah. You're making the world worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yipper.
And when he croaks, his fucking kids are going to inherit that kingdom.
Even more now.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Republicans.
God, Donald, you're such a dick.
His kids worked really hard climbing out of those vaginas.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of Trump's America.
Fuck you.
From Minnesota.
Hey, hoser.
Minneapolis. Right. A Minneapolis man may get a new trial.
Okay.
After two jurors came forward and admitted that the major reason they chose to convict him was because he's black.
Oh, man. They admitted that?
Well, they said they were influenced by racist arguments made by another juror during deliberations.
Oh, my God. How fucking dumb are people?
When they decided to convict him, Michael Smith.
What a nightmare.
He was accused by police of illegally possessing a firearm just months after he was released after serving a 10-year prison sentence for third-degree murder. I mean, he's no angel.
Right.
But the police never produced any concrete evidence linking him to the firearm in question. So the trial came down to whose word the jurors would believe.
Okay.
The jury foreman has said that a major reason they chose to believe the police was because of racism. One of the jurors told everyone Smith has to be guilty, quote, because he's a black person with a previous criminal record living in North Minneapolis. You know he's just a banger from the hood.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
He's maintained his innocence the entire time, insists his conviction was unfounded.
Right.
And now, after these new revelations on racism, as racism being part of the juror's decision, they believe he will be getting a new hearing or as early as next year, possibly a new trial.
Damn. Wow. Good job, bigots.
He's got to be guilty.
Did you see his skin?
You know he's a banger from the hood.
Great.
And if he is, that does not make him guilty of the crime.
Right.
You need to follow the evidence.
That's not how the shit works. But you know, we're in Trump's America, so people are less embarrassed about being a racist dickhead.
That's, yeah.
Their president is.
Hence the Trump's America tag.
What do you think Trump would say to that? What do you think Trump would say?
Oh, come on, you know he should be in jail.
Yeah. They're not the best.
I've got another story here. I think it's a little Trumpy America.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, this one is America, America.
Fuck you.
And again, police are wonderful.
Oh, right.
Small Alabama town.
Yes.
According to AL.com, was nearing bankruptcy.
Right.
So the cash-strapped police department and their city council decided to take drastic measures with a new assets forfeiture program.
Okay.
They take your shit for those caught speeding.
What the fuck? Speeding? How's that legal?
There's now a 7 plaintiff lawsuit against the town. What the department would do, they would impound vehicles they pulled over using the state's asset forfeiture law. So you're pulled over for speeding.
Yes.
They say, we're taking your car. See you later.
Oh my God, dude. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. There's a state asset forfeiture law, which we've been squealing about for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to go.
It's heinous.
At very least, you need to have a conviction first before you think about taking shit. But in some states, you don't have to have a fucking conviction.
Right.
How is that not outright theft?
Trump even spoke to that over the election. Do you remember that?
He's pro-more asset forfeiture. And Jeff Bosesh has come out and said the same thing. He wants, we have to do it carefully, but I think we should expand it.
We have to carefully plunder people's
only
shit.
Only the black ones. Don't take nothing from white
people.
But
it's mainly for drugs, right?
That's the how it's used in most places. But apparently this
speeding.
Town decided to make it so for speeding.
Dude, and I think a lot of speeding tickets are just too expensive anyway, honestly. I mean, you know, in L.A., there's like, if you do a U-turn, that's like $600.
Right.
That's nuts.
They would then, I guess they couldn't take it just for the speeding, so they would claim that there was a suspicion of drugs.
Oh, my God. Based on what? Skin
Nothing.
Color.
Yeah, you're black.
Yeah.
They would then require the owners of those vehicles to not only have to pay for the speeding ticket, but a $500 impound fee.
And they take your car.
You got to go get it and pay that $500 or you're not getting your car back from the extortionist road pirates of Alabama.
What the fuck?
They hired officers and worked with a judge to maintain the program. They set up a whole little evil cabal.
Why? I mean,
of
like,
piracy.
Just to take shit. Because people can't afford the impound fee and then they lose their car, their property, right? That is.
And then look at this. The officers that were hired were often dressed in camouflage, tucked into dark assault boots. So they're like jack boots. That would pull you over and steal your shit.
So they're just hidden places. God, we're in Alabama?
Castleberry Police Department.
Oh, God.
The 550-person town was so furious about the program that the mayor, who apparently had come up with the idea to stop and confiscate vehicles, was booted from office.
Hell yeah.
A municipal court judge and prosecutor that were in on it were also ousted. Police chief Tracy Housie was forced to resign in February.
Oh, okay. So now they don't have it anymore, I would assume. Damn, that is ridiculous.
They still have not found all of the belongings and alleged drugs that were seized by police.
Right.
They took in cash of over $5,000.
Oh, my God.
One plaintiff said they took $3,800 from her because they said the cash was obviously part of proceeds from an illegal drug activity. They had no evidence of that.
Aren't you allowed to have cash on you?
Well, no. We've got stories of that where guys have been come back from Vegas.
Right.
And they get pulled over and they got $10,000 in cash on them.
Oh, we're taking
And the road
that
pirate
shit.
Says, well, where'd you get this, boy? You must have been selling drugs. We're taking it.
Yeah, yeah.
No conviction necessary, by the way. Almost impossible to get back. How?
I don't know.
What country do we live in?
A shitty one. A shitty one where, like, blue lives matter, apparently. So much so that they got to take your shit.
Blue thieves matter.
For speeding. For speeding.
And this person still hasn't gotten her car back.
God. So how does she get to work? Or he? How do they get to work?
Jackson, who was Jackson? The police chief, maybe? I don't know all these names.
That
already.
Is unreal.
One of them said, we didn't have much, so Hawsey, that's the mayor, came to me and said, there's a lot of crime in this town, a lot of drugs coming through this town. So he said, why don't we set up a court system to get some money coming in?
God damn.
That's got to be unconstitutional.
Right. And I thought the purpose of the police to serve and protect, you know,
And that's why police need to be out of the police need to be out of the traffic game.
Yeah.
Because they're turning police. We've seen time and time again, especially in poor neighborhoods and especially in black neighborhoods, into revenue generators.
Yeah. I mean, if they're not taking your shit, they're giving you a citation. And if it's unfounded, you have to challenge the thing in court.
And then, get this, at least five of the police officers in this group were paid more than five times the national per capita average.
Their paychecks.
The cops.
Oh, my God.
We're getting five times what the national average is in Alabama-fucking-Bamistan.
And you know they're profiling.
They hired their own DA. They hired their own judge.
God, the cops did with the money they were making off this so they could facilitate.
He said the revenues started to grow. We built out the police department. They grew their criminal operation.
God. This is organized crime.
Yeah.
This is the mob, man. This is mob shit. It's like the Sopranos.
And the asshole mayor even gloated about it on Facebook, posting photos of those he arrested and he's a police chief. And allegedly, videos showing him joking about arrests. They never denied the department's program was set up to garner money.
Wow. They're shameless. Nope. They don't give
100%.
A fuck. 100%. Goddamn, guys. You're evil.
Word of the lawsuit, it says, spread fast. Suddenly, the city was slapped with $60,000 in unpaid bills and six figures in debt.
Damn.
The town is now split on whether or not to even keep a police department. Townspeople are split on how to move forward. The city council recently voted 3-2 to keep the police department active, but on a limited basis.
I mean, yeah, they need to be limited. That's for sure. Oh,
and then
man.
Here at the end says former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is one of the greatest proponents of civil forfeiture in the Senate.
Well, they love it. They get to have shit.
In July,
Bucky.
Sessions told a crowd of law enforcement officials, with Kaya, we got to be careful. And professionalism, we plan to develop policies to increase forfeitures.
Damn, so they're saying keep it on the down low.
Oh, no, we're going to be fair. Right. Got to be careful. Don't get caught.
This guy's bragging about it on Facebook, this mayor.
Right.
What an idiot. Oh, my God.
And why don't people respect the police? Why don't people? Geez. Why do people want reform of police?
Because of this, Pat.
Gosh, I wonder. Why do they kneel?
Yeah, and why? Why are they? You make a good fucking point. Why are they in the business of pulling you over for fucking moving violations and shit like that?
Right.
I mean, just because you're speeding, that shouldn't be an invitation to search your car, to take your car. I mean,
correct.
We have rights. What's up?
Hot off the presses.
This just in.
I don't know. I haven't vetted this. I don't know how long the video is. This just in.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is December 19th, 2017. I'm here with the former head of the Trump campaign, Roger Stone, at one of the best gun ranges in the country, the range in Austin, Texas. And he was recently asked by TMZ, what happens if Trump is assassinated or overthrown?
Roger Stone and Alex went to prepare to shoot liberals.
Oh, my God.
Deep staters after Trump is overthrown.
Come on. What a stunt. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Roger Stone's rocking a black turtleneck.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's,
it's
like
a dandy.
James Bond used to wear shit like that when he'd go on missions, you know?
Holy shit.
And he was recently asked by TMZ, what happens if Trump is assassinated or overthrown? He said it would cause a civil war. They said, oh my God, Roger Stone's calling for a civil war. No, that's actually the Democrats and Antifa and George Soros and the New York Times and the hashtag not Republicans.
No, it's him saying, if you impeach Trump, we are going to start a civil war.
Right. You're saying that.
He's blaming the Democrats. How dare they remove Trump? Of course they're it's going to be their fault if there's a civil war. How dare those people want to get rid of slavery? Right. It was their fault that the civil war happened.
And Alex, you're the guy at the gun range.
Right.
You're the guy at the gun range. You're the one with the guns.
These people are crazy.
Antifa and George Soros and the New York Times and the hashtag not Republicans and Congressman Scalise getting shot and Rand Paul being attacked and us being attacked in the street and coffee being dumped in my head and all the rest of it. We peacefully have begun to take the country back and bring the economy back. We believe in doing things with a free market, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we believe in. That is what we stand for.
This gun range.
But we defensively have a right to defend ourselves. And after the Obama lawyers sued Stone recently, they even put his home address there, which you never do. You put the lawyer's address. And after he's had all these death threats and things, Roger's been going to the shooting range more and more and now has security just like we do.
He has security? Roger Stone has security?
Oh, yeah. He's got a posse. Well dressed.
Oh, and brave little Alex Jones has security.
That can't be true.
Just like we do.
Fuck me. Listen to this guy.
Has security. Just like we do. So I'd like just to repeat your statement to folks. As their whole Mueller investigation falls apart, and it turns out that was all a criminal staged event, a big article's going up on Infowars.com in mere minutes that details all of this with the lawyer, with the top lawyer we've been working with on this. They'll introduce in a moment, dealing with the total manufactured conspiracy to overthrow an election.
This is that shit that we were talking about from 4chan.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the evidence. We got evidence that they were actually trying to overthrow the election long before.
Oh, my God. This is fucking hilarious, isn't it?
And to have a cabal, have a coup, a corporate Clinton coup of the country. So we're going to talk about that with one of the top lawyers that got a big article that just went up on Infowars.com dealing with this and so much more with Roger Stone. We'll just recap.
Top lawyers. Listen to that. It sounds like Trump.
Right, right.
Listen to, we got the best, the top lawyers. They got some lunatic asshole.
Right. They got a guy that will talk to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The top lawyers that got a big article that just went up on Infowars.com dealing with this and so much more with Roger Stone. Just recapping here at the shooting range before we go shooting or shoot a full auto, classic Uzi, some more modern stuff that really only the military can get. They can't even buy, even with a federal firearms license. Oh, so some special stuff here at the range. We are live feed. But Roger Stone, break this down. They're the ones calling for violence. They're the ones calling for civil war. They're the ones calling for insurrection. And so break down, repeat what you basically said, but clarify because they took it out of context with TMZ.
Since I understand how fake news works, let me start out this by saying we do not advocate violence or foment violence.
Oh, you liar! Lying sack of shit.
He's at the gun range.
Yeah, we're not going to advocate violence, but I'm going to come to the gun range and practice shooting libtards in the head.
It's like you can't. That's funny.
So let me start out this by saying we do not advocate violence or foment violence. Okay. But if there is a coup d'etat, if there is an illegitimate, unconstitutional effort to remove Donald Trump,
it's not unconstitutional. There's a process, and if it goes through that process and he is impeached, that is by definition a constitutional process. Asshole. They're saying any attempt to remove Trump, no matter how fucking guilty we may prove him to be, is going to be a coup d'etat.
But that's...
And they think that justifies them for violence.
Absolutely. But they think Mueller's dirty.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, they're going to say it's unconstitutional because, you know, what they're doing...
Yeah. We got like 3 minutes left. I got to...
On trumped-up charges by a biased and partisan prosecutors...
or an illegitimate takedown by the 25th Amendment, there will be a civil war in this country. The Trump constituency has been awakened, and they will not be put to sleep.
We got to go. So there you go. Be ready, everybody.
Bang.
Be ready. The lunatics.
Bang.
Are practicing. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific tomorrow, 5 to 7 Eastern every goddamn weekday. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yay.
We'll be a little more Jesus-y. And don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Share the crabs, spread the crabs, etc. Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great evening, you all. We are back with this bullshit again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.